emotions and tears we cry. Keep them waiting like da 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 da. Ooh la la la. That's the way them boys sound when I walk through the black black black. Then that Uzi, that doozy. Sha sha sha. Minding up in this. Yo, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. It is your boy, Rashad. So, it's a couple things I want to get into. This week has been a lot going on, but we just about to jump right into what's been going on in the world. So, the first thing I want to say is there has been so much toxicity going on, and it's a lot of people that definitely love to jump on the bandwagon. And what I mean by that is a lot of people thrive off of it. And the reason why I say it is because you'll hear the news from somebody that's hurting somebody and you champion it, to even so to look at yourself and say, this is what I'm dealing with. And what I mean by that is the situation with Blueface and Krishan. Now, she just went live. She was at home. She was drinking a little bit. And she was talking about the jewelry that he got his baby mother. Now, with Blueface, she done been assaulted. She stayed. She had a few abortions. She stayed. He's even said that he would give her $100,000 if she left. She chose to stay. She was on Twitter and she was like, I'm not going nowhere. I'm here till death do us part. Even though you said that at the wedding, that was very creepy to me. I do not like how that sounded. Because push come to shove, I don't see this ending well. I never try to look at the bad part of any situation, but I do not see this ending well. And it's so much focus on this relationship. Like, the mother, his mother be getting disrespected at all time high. She jumping on social media, talking about it. I don't even know what that's about. And then Krishan jumping on social media, talking about some, she ready to shoot the fade again with the mother. It's just a lot going on. But I'm hoping that, you know, sooner down the line, she'll make the right decision for herself and leave. But who knows? Like I said, I will keep you posted. We're going to keep it moving. So, another person that's been in the news, and I just hate to see her like this, is Wendy Williams. She's been, you know, pictures been popping up, you know. They say she got married, you know, her family's worried about her, everybody's worried about her ever since, you know, her show, they got taken off the air, and, you know, she's had her health issues. I just don't like the light she's getting painted in. You know, I really wish they would just leave her alone, let her be, but people got a report on it. Which they don't need to do, but when they find you out places, somebody gonna catch you on camera, especially when you a public figure. So thoughts and prayers to Wendy Williams. Also, speaking of thoughts and prayers, I don't know what's going on with Kanye, but that nigga gotta chill. And the reason why I say Kanye gotta chill is because you keep messing with this boy, you know he ain't right. Shit, you ain't even right. And a lot of people was feeling, you know, sorry for Kanye for the longest because of, you know, what he went through, you know, with his mom and everything like that. But at some point, the way you be acting, because at the end of the day, if you even take Pete out of the situation, if you're just talking about he doing it just because of Kim, that's still the mother of your children. The way you acting, that's still the mother of your children. I hope you thought none of these stunts was going to get you back in good graces. You know, and he just need to go do what he does best, you know what I'm saying? Make music. Put all, you know what I'm saying, put all your energy there. Because the way you just be going at this dude, he in a mental hospital right now because of Kanye. Come on now. And the breakup really did do a lot to him, because I really felt that he was in love with her and Kim was just going along with the flow. And the reason why I say that is because that's what was coming up in the tabloids. They was like, even before they broke up, that he, you know what I'm saying, proposed to her. So he was moving, excuse me, at an exceptionally fast rate. And, you know, Kim was like, whoa, 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 hold up, Junior, you know what I'm saying? Pump the brakes. So I'm really hoping that, you know, down the line, you know, he'll get better and get out that, you know, that mental hospital. And like I said, Kanye find some help. Kim keep doing what she doing, you know. You never know. But we're going to keep moving right along. So also this week, like I told you, there's been a lot going on this week. Donald Trump got his house raided. Yep, the FBI raided Donald Trump's house. Now, from the tabloids that I've been reading, they said that they raided his house because they were informed by the Attorney General that he had documents that he took from the White House. And up until this point, they have not really said what they found in his house yet. But when they were talking to him, he pled the fifth. So that's where we are now at the standpoint. Like I said, when I get more information and find out what the AG came up with at his house and where they're going to go from there, I will keep you informed. But, you know, Trump really ain't like that. You know, he wrote a letter. He was frustrated. He was letting them know, like, look, y'all playing with the wrong one. That's how he was coming. That's how he was coming, man. Trump is not playing, man. And also, this week, I don't know what them scientists are doing in that lab, but it's a new virus they found. It, of course, is in China. It always starts in China. It's called, I don't want to get the name wrong, Langji, something like that. But of course, they said a few people have gotten infected so far. At the rate we're going, they just going to keep coming up with stuff. I'm at the point of thinking they making up stuff in the lab and just having people test it on people. That's, I hate to go conspiracy on people, but that's how I'm really feeling. I'm really feeling like they cooking stuff up in the lab and they shooting people like they used to do back in the day with the rats and the monkeys. So hopefully that's not the case, but you never know. But let me play a little snippet of this song and be back in a sec. All right, we back. So another story I want to get to is, so the timeline yesterday on Twitter was going crazy. And the reason why the timeline was going crazy, because Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club, she put out a tweet that said The Breakfast Club is over. And the reason why everybody was up in arms about it is because a lot of people thought that the whole Breakfast Club was ending. So, of course, a lot of people were showing a lot of their favorite clips from The Breakfast Club. Some you loved, some you couldn't stand. You know, of course, everybody got their favorite member of the Breakfast Club. You know, Charlamagne got some love. He got some hate in the tweets. Angela Yee got a lot of hate. I saw a lot of hate. I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't know why people hate her so much. But, you know, I was just hearing a lot of stuff. I'm not going to repeat the hate that I heard. But I was seeing it. You know what I'm saying? And so what ended up happening was the very next day, they were on the Breakfast Club. And Angela Yee was talking to the audience, and she was telling everybody that she is leaving the Breakfast Club, and that she really was planning this 2 years ago, and she finally was able to get a situation that she liked. And what she'll be doing is she'll be having her own radio show sometime in the fall. She said she don't got the date yet, but she said that when she knows more information, she'll let us know. And they are going to be replacing her with a woman personality. So they just got to find out who it is and, you know, go from there. I got a few names that I think would be a good replacement for her. I'm not going to say them yet because I don't want to jinx it. But I got a few names off the top that I think will go good in that spot, just because of the type of personalities that they are and how Envy and Charlamagne is. I feel like those type of people that I know and I've been watching for a long time, they would really do well together. But also, like I said, it's bittersweet to see her leave the Breakfast Club, but at the end of the day, when your time is up, your time is up. And you know what's best for you. And, you know, a lot of people didn't know her and Charlamagne didn't have the best relationship. I'm not saying that's what it was about, but that was one of the things I used to always see on the outside looking in. You know, they would have their fights, and, you know, over the years, so. But even when he heard the news, he was giving her kudos, letting her know, you know, I really wish you well. And I really do wish her well. You know, like I said, she got a lot of hate, but I feel like she's going to do well. And also, besides her show going to be nationally syndicated, like she said, her podcast called Lip Service is also coming over to the iHeart Network. And she said that show is going to be nationally syndicated as well. So shout out to her crew over at Lip Service. You know, just shout out everything Angela got going on. She owns a lot of businesses. She doing her thing. She ain't just a radio personality. She's a business owner, you know, a phenomenal black woman, and she need to get all her roses. You know, some people may hate her, but there's also people that love her, and, you know, we just show love over here. We ain't gonna do no hating. But I just wanted to throw all that out there. So, yeah, it's. But until it's her time to leave, then she's going to be right there. And one of the last things I wanted to bring up was, it's sad to say it, but I saw some articles. No, before I get into that, I saw, it's a new show that Teyana Taylor got, and I don't want to get the show's name wrong. I think it's called Love to See It, and I was watching it. It's on the Bumble. I'm not going to say Bumble Network, but Bumble was the company that, you know, is sponsoring it. So Teyana went to go pick up Lori Harvey in an RV. Like a little switch. It looked like a cheese bus, but on the inside it was decked out. It had the plush couches and everything. She went to go pick her up, and they were talking about relationships. And, you know, Teyana was asking Lori, you know, what does she like and what she don't like. And I swear, I'm not even trying to be funny, man, she was describing how I think. You know, I just thought that was so wild too. You know, it's the simplest things, you know what I'm saying? Just be honest. Tell how you feel. She said, if it doesn't serve me, anymore. She said, I get what I need, and if it doesn't serve me no more, I'm out. I said, damn, that's me. I'm straight to the point. I'm honest. Sometimes you never know who you'll be, have stuff in common with. And I just thought that was so interesting that me and her had those things in common. And also, she was talking about how it was one of her boyfriends back in the day, she said, that she almost got married to. And she said the person who she was at 21, she's not who she is at 25. She still has so much time to grow, you know, be out here doing her thing. There's no need to rush nothing for her, you know what I'm saying? She's young, she fine, got a good head on her shoulders. Man, she'll be fine, man. Steve Harvey, her dad, she got a whole bunch of brothers. She know the game. She know the game, man. But like I said, shout out to Teyana Taylor for that dope interview. Shout out to Lori Harvey. And after this selection, we're going to be right back. All right, we back. So, I heard some bad news today, man, and it's just not looking good for the guys. So, what I mean by that is, I was listening, not listening, I'm sorry. I saw a couple articles come up about Young Thug, and what I've been hearing is that he got a couple new charges that they're adding on to his RICO case. And the sad part about it is the AD of this case, she really wants Young Thug. Everybody else, she could care less really about. She really wants him because she claims, allegedly, that he's the leader. Now, the new charges that Young Thug is facing is violation of a controlled substance, possession of a firearm, possession of a machine gun, and drug charges. And they said that his charges are stemming from when he got picked up on May 9th, and the indictment was for 56 counts for the 28 people that they got and alleged the crimes that was committed. Now the counts are up to 65, which only 6 apply for Young Thug. So his attorney, Brian Steels, says he's innocent, and until you're guilty, you're innocent. So we just wait on that trial date. As of right now, the trial date is set for January 9th, 2023. You know, Gunna, they not letting him out either. They tried to get him a bond. It didn't happen, so. You know, he got other members of his crew that are facing time, too. Martinez, Arnold, and Diamante Kendrick. They facing more charges for allegedly being involved in this street gang. So, and the charges they facing are violation of a controlled substance and possession of a firearm. And his friend Kendrick, he's a convicted felon, so you know they're going to get him on that. You know, the judge love to set you back when they know you're a repeat offender. So the attorneys, they're working hard on this case, you know, to really bring their guys home, man. They working tirelessly. And of course, we pleaded not guilty the whole time. So at the end of the day, they trying to tie all these indictments to YSL, but mainly they're trying to tie the most indictments to Young Thug. And it's just crazy to see everything unfold like this. I really do, like I said, hope and pray that these two come home and everybody else that got indicted. But when that pressure started heating up and those prosecutors started throwing those numbers at you, I hate to say it, but I think some of his people gonna fold on him. I think some of them are actually gonna throw him under the bus to save themselves. I really hope it don't happen, but I've seen it happen so many times to not only a few of my friends, but just people I know in general. So all I can say to Young Thug and Gunna, hold your head. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all coming home in January. But in the meantime, in between time, hopefully we can get some music. Hopefully y'all keeping y'all minds clear, staying out of trouble. Y'all don't want to do nothing to set y'all back. Free the guys today, free. And that's, you know, that's one thing about everything that's going on right now, man. It's just so much going on, man. We just gotta keep our heads level, man. Lil Wayne, they had an OVO Fest. I forgot to bring this up. And, of course, the Young Money reunion, you know, Nicki, Drake. Lil Wayne was there. You know, Drake gave Nicki her flowers. Drake gave Lil Wayne his flowers. It's always good to see your peers recognize you. You know, Drake told Nicki she was the originator. I love Nicki. I do. But y'all gotta stop disrespecting Lil' Kim. Because you know Lil' Kim was the originator. Y'all gotta stop doing that, man. Y'all gotta stop. Give props where it's due. You can love two people. There's nothing wrong with paying homage. Somebody gotta come before you. You can love more than one artist, but just give the flowers where it's due. You could have told Nicki she is a great rapper, because she is. But you gotta show homage to Lil' Kim. You gotta show homage to Remy. You gotta show homage to Queen Latifah. You gotta show homage to Lil' Chat. You gotta show homage to MC Light, Missy Elliott. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Mia X. All our old rappers, man. You can't play out here, man. And then, see, this new generation, we got a lot of rappers coming up. You got the City Girls. Cardi, Meg, Lotto, Ruby Rose, Asian Doll, Glorilla. Her whole crew, Glow Gang. Come on, man. We got a lot of female rappers killing it right now. They is not playing around. Meg Thee Stallion. Come on, man. Shout out to all the female rappers, man. I love how they doing it, man. They talking that shit. I love it, man. I hope they keep doing it, man. All this hating going on about them, that That shit dead, man. Just let people do their thing. But in the meantime, between time, I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for supporting. Keep on listening and supporting. Like, share, and subscribe. If I missed anything, LL Cool J, he got the key to the city at the Rock the Bells show. I wanted to give him a shout out. Yeah, shout out LL Cool J. Shout out to everybody that performed the Rock the Bells. Shout out Kendrick. He had a show. Shut down the Barclays. Shout out Beyonce. She had a Renaissance party. You know, shout out, you know, Beyonce and the Beehive. Doja Cat. I wanted to say this real quick. Doja Cat is, she was getting a lot of flack because she was on live. And she cut all her hair off, and she cut her eyebrows off. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I ain't never seen nobody do that, except that girl in that movie, The Fifth Element. I forgot that girl's name. But besides that, she just said she was tired of her hair. You know, hey, do you? You know, if you like it, I love it. But they was really coming at her for that. But you know, she's that type of girl. She's always done the wildest things. She's made the wildest songs. And everybody loved it. So, you know, she does that type of person. So, either love her or hate her, but just let her do her thing. You know, that's what keeps her free, cutting her hair. I just saw Sweetie on Kevin Hart's show, and she cut all her hair off. And she said she love it. You know, she being free. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love it when a girl cut her hair and it matched, though. You know what I'm saying? Because some of y'all got some water heads. So, you know, if it match you, hey, I let her see it. But, yeah, that's all I got for y'all. I'll see y'all next week. Stay encouraged. Stay blessed. Stay prayed up. Take care.